I came to a very interesting realization today. I was having a conversation with somebody near and dear to me that I really trust, and we were exploring something that was very important. And I kept saying over and over again just how challenging a choice is to make. And when I say a choice, I'm talking about a specific choice, not just like any choice in general. And it was just so fascinating to me because while I was saying that the choice that I was going to make was so difficult, I was actually stopping myself. And I was saying to myself, that's the programming right there, the belief that the choice is actually difficult to make, right? You might, but I might believe that something is actually more difficult, or I should say, I might believe that something is more difficult than it actually is. The amount of emphasis that we put on things, I just think it's not actually as accurate as we make it out to be. And that's really something that I'm starting to look closer at. Also in the conversation was how my view of life was previously so expanded. And I'm not going to talk about what led it to be more like contracted, you know, like being able to see less. I mean, at this point, I'm basically just doing it to myself. But yeah, I mean, like, I've made at least one YouTube video about this, and I'm pretty sure I've made other podcast episodes about this, but you know, imagine like you're looking at an entire mural, right? And your view is like the head of a needle, right? You only see a very little bit of the entire, you know, finely, intricately detailed mural. And there are all these different hues, all these different tones, all these different colors, and you're just painting with monotone gray. Right? And you could be exploring and trying many different colors, but you're just stuck in that area. And I think that that's kind of like a decent metaphor for healing, like actually choosing to do the different thing. Which can be challenging because the familiar thing that you've been used to forever, it gives you a very specific neurochemical hit, a high, you know, and trying to, like for instance, I mean, I'm pretty sure that I've made a YouTube video about this, but and maybe even a podcast episode about this, but something that I've been doing for the past like 2 to 3 years now is learning Spanish every single day, right? And so the familiar thing is to listen to music on my commute to work, right? The challenging thing to do because it doesn't bring the same neurochemical high is study Spanish, right? Practice Spanish. And that's the challenge. I think that, you know, I think that if choice is hard, is challenging. It's because the potentiality of it is stepping out of the familiar, right? You've been familiar with the nice, warm, or hot bubble bath forever, right? And now you're going to be stepping into an ice bath, right? Oh, that's a that's a totally different opposite change in temperature right there, you know? And so it's like, yeah, I mean, I really look at the scope of a process of healing for any given individual, and I'm just like, oh shit, that is hard stuff. It is. I think it is because, one, I believe that it is, and two, I've experienced that it is. So therefore, that further reinforces my belief that it is, right? So, like, when it comes to change in an individual's life, though, right? I think one of the most magical things that a person can do is step into the unknown, right? The opposite of what is familiar, and just embrace the hell out of it. You know, I really think that that's what it's about. I do. And I think that, you know, what's required is that vulnerability, that willingness, that compromise, right? Like, you know, when I get into the car to practice Spanish, what I really do is I speak and I listen, right? I listen to videos on YouTube. I'm compromising on familiarity, you know? What is familiar to me? To put on music in the car and sing or rap, right? I enjoy doing those things. What do I really want? I want to learn what is becoming my second language, which is Spanish, right? And so, you know, when it comes to what you want as an individual, your dreams, whatever it is that you're going after, I think that there is a certain level of compromise that happens. In fact, let me actually add this, because when I was learning about life coaching, even after I became a certified cognitive behavioral and spiritual life coach, I was listening to a man, I think that this was just paperwork, just questions and paperwork, right? So when you're coaching somebody on their life, right, and they want something, they want to create something, they want to make a decision, right? An interesting thing that you can do is you can ask them, if they go after this thing, right, what are they going to be compromising? What are they going to be, if they say yes to this thing, what are they going to be saying no to, right? And every single thing, like for instance, this, I'm going to eat the pizza anyway after this, but, and I am hungry, but, you know, I chose to sit down and do a podcast episode, right? What did I say no to? Well, in the moment, I said no to eating pizza. No, the pizza. But, like, the reality of the matter is that, like, you know, there have been things that I have said no to, right? That it's like, or I should say, there have been things that I've said yes to, and because of that, there are also things that I've said no to, right? And the reason why this is so important is because choice in every single moment of life is a simply but profoundly determining factor in the unfolding of any given individual's life. And that's just the reality of it. There are no ifs, ands, or buts. That's just the way that it works. So I'm so fascinated by every single thing that I do. And I have been uncomfortable for a long time, but in a good way, because I'm choosing differently, right? In many instances, I am choosing the opposite of what I previously chose, right? That feels different, of course, because it's not the same familiar thing. It's not the same familiar neurochemical high that it always has been. And that's different. Instead of labeling it as difficult or challenging, I'm just going to say that's different. And you ask most people, man, they want things to stay the same. They want to stay cozied in that nice hot bubble bath, relaxing, right? Just breathing and just having a good time. Maybe they've got a cocktail or a beer by the side, right? Doing anything differently sets up your neurochemical structure to be different, right? So if you get a massive high from singing your lungs out or rapping in the car, right, and instead you go to, you know, practice Spanish, learn Spanish, right? Two totally different experiences. And I think that this is probably why people only change as much as whatever discomfort they're willing to tolerate, you know? And I'm not trying to judge anybody at all. I'm simply honestly just looking at myself, you know? I am comfortable with certain things in life, and I have noticed that being comfortable with those things has really just, like, led me to live a specific and also same way over and over again. And that's just the reality of it. That's just the way that it works. It's very fascinating to me, this dynamic, you know? And I think that, you know, kind of my dreams on the horizon, I'd like to consider them closer than the horizon, really having the capacity to, and this is a very interesting mix right here, but having the capacity to drastically change as an individual all the while remaining gentle with myself. Those are like on two completely opposite sides of the spectrum usually, because it's like, well, you want change, you're going to be real with yourself, right? And there's a bunch of seriousness that comes with that, right? But maybe not. Maybe you can have these wild dreams for who you want to become as a person, right? And they get hardwired through the conscious understanding and repetition of everything through thought, feeling, and behavior, right? That's what creates a person's personal reality, which then creates their personal reality. And just waking up every day, you know, with the understanding in mind of, yeah, I'm becoming better. I'm becoming better. I'm doing more of the things that I know I want to and need to, all the while remaining gentle with myself, you know? But I'm just genuinely so fascinated by how, like, I can make a drastically different choice right fucking now, in this moment, right? But the familiar neurochemical structure is basically going to be like, what the fuck are you doing? You know? And then it's kind of like that keeps me safe. I've heard it called as the, what the heck is it? There's a book called, I think it's called The Big Leap by a man named Gay Hendricks. And, Oh, that's what it's called. The upper limiting problem. That's what it's called. It's like you want to jump so high, but there's something that stops you from... Maybe the ceiling is too low, right? And you hit your head on it, and you're like, ow, you know? The upper limiting problem. Such a fascinating thing. It really is. And I really feel like that is something that applies to me oftentimes. And I know why I limit myself. I'm grateful that I do, but it's kind of scary to know why I limit myself. It's kind of scary to know why I limit myself and still continue limiting myself. Like, it's kind of like, if you become aware of something, the likelihood of that changing, especially if it's something that you don't like, I feel is much higher than it staying the same, because just the simple awareness of that thing is very transformative, and I think that that's fascinating. I learned somewhere between a couple years ago and just multiple years ago, that awareness is 90% of all transformation. And I'm just so fascinated by that, because, like, think about it. Like, if you're in a dark room, I'll end off with this. If you're in a dark room and you can't see anything, obviously, because it's dark, it's pitch black, right? Are you even really going to be able to walk? I mean, you can walk until you maybe, like, run into something, right? But then if you have a flashlight, right, and you shine it, the flashlight is the awareness. The darkness in the room is like a metaphor for the subconscious or the unconscious, you know? And there are behaviors, there are thoughts, feelings, and behaviors that we are not even aware of until we turn on that flashlight, right? And then all of a sudden, there's a light there that's projecting itself onto whatever's in the environment, right? And then you see something, and then you become aware of it, right? And if it's something that you don't like, you have full power, you have free agency to do absolutely anything that you want about that. And that's really what this is about. I'm very fascinated by that entire dynamic. My life just continues to get better and better. I am probably at the most challenging era of my life. It's funny that I say that because it's like, well, maybe that's just the belief. But I do believe that I'm at the... I mean, again, maybe it's just the belief, but it seems like this is the most challenging era of my life while simultaneously being the best. It's incredible. I'm growing, I'm evolving, I'm really grateful for where I am. I'm grateful for everything that's happening. I'm receiving like crazy. And I'm just remaining open. I'm remaining open as a channel. You know, that's what it's really all about. So yeah, thank you all for listening. Happy St. Patrick's Day, by the way. It is St. Patrick's Day, the 17th on a Sunday. I know many people would probably have preferred that be on a like a Friday or a Saturday. But anyway, nonetheless, here we are. It is getting warmer. It is now past mid-March. April's coming. The temps are going to be getting warmer and warmer. Spring will be here, and then summer will be here, and it'll be hot as hell. Hope everyone had a great weekend. Take care.